This is Tehran, the downtown, a portrait of Imam Khomeini. The crosses you see are on the church of St. Sarkis. Tehranis don't think anything of this strange. Western TV prefers not to show the crosses of Iranian churches and not to speak about Christians in Iran. The same, the Christians in Iran. They do not believe foreign TV. They don't like to speak with TV reporters. This gate they opened for our group are opened only when they got their special paper from Irshad, the Ministry of Culture Islamic Guidance Network. Only a year ago, people in the very same church would talk to me without looking back. Now, they won't say a word, even though I have official permission. I could see very well how tired the Iranians are of journalists who tell them one thing and then show something completely different. This church has over 100 shahids and more than 100 people missing during the 8-year war with Iraq. Christians also call them shahids and martyrs. Christian churches in Iran are built to house up to 750 congregants. Most of the people came here on Sunday, but on Friday the churches are also open. It is a holy day in Iran. Tehran, the district near the former embassy of USA, the Orthodox St. Nicholas Cathedral, one of the 40 Christian churches, is open. The bells ring on holy days. The priest is out now. Iranians like to come here. The service is in Russian and they find it interesting. The Russian language is popular in Iran. In many company you can find someone who studies Russian. The Bible is available in Farsi. The Irshad makes sure it's available. You can buy it like any other book. Like any other religious community, this church does not pay taxes. The local authorities help them. For example, they arrange food deliveries for the elderly at our hospice. They send in gardeners to tend to our gardens. They pay a special electricity fare, just like the mosques. Grigory is the one watching over the church. He's 89. He was born in the Soviet Russia in 1922, and his family moved to Iran when he was 5. After the war, the church was closed down and reopened in the 1990s. These days, they have about 60 to 70 people coming for Easter. The elders keep dying, that's why, explains Grigory, flipping through his family photos.